Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Candleland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Candleland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Back live to the ball diamond indeed. It's the final game of our triple header here on 92.1 KMCA. The 3A Marysville Regional. Our results so far today in the early matchup, it was Riley County defeating Nemaha Central 7-5 in 8 innings. And the second matchup went to the number 2 seed, Sabetha Blue Jays. They rally and win big over Donovan West 15-5 in 6 innings of play. So it's Riley County and Sabetha here to wrap up the evening, with the winner going to Marysville on Wednesday, take on either Royal Valley or Jeff West in a regional championship. And the last check there, Royal Valley was trailing Jefferson West 5-0 in the bottom of the third inning. So right now, Jeff West in a good spot, and those two winners will meet on Wednesday night for a regional championship. Well, let's get you the starting lineups. Let's start with the Road Dogs, the 6th seed in Riley County, the Falcons. 9 wins and 10 losses on the year after their win over Nemaha Central. Corin Koenig will lead things off. He's in center field. Ty Weber is batting second and playing second. Colton Payne, the number 3 hitter, he's playing shortstop. Camden Foltz is the catcher batting fourth. P.J. Belinga is at first base batting fifth. Trey Harmison, the DH, and batting sixth. Hitting seventh is Jace Ricketts, the left fielder. Batting eighth is Brett Hopper, and playing third. And then the number 9 hitter is Eli Harmison. He is in right field with Caden Root pitching for the Falcons. So again, for Riley County, Koenig in center, Weber at second, Payne at short, Foltz catching, Belinga at first, Harmison the DH, Ricketts in left, Hopper at third, and Eli Harmison in right with Root on the mound. Real quick for Sabetha, Matthew Garber to lead things off. He's at short. Marcus Bauman, the center fielder, batting second. Josh Herman catching and batting third. Tristan Whitwer at second, batting fourth. Christian McAfee pitching and batting fifth. Aiden Lang is in left field, batting sixth. Noel Niehuis in right field, batting seventh. Jonathan Renier is the DH, batting eighth. Mitchell Kramer, the number 9 spot, at third base. And then Jacob Grimm playing defensively at first base today. So here we go. A regional semifinal with a trip to the regional championship in Marysville on Wednesday. And Riley County with Corin Koenig will lead things off as McAfee fires the first pitch. It's up and in, ball one. So Riley County won a thrilling game earlier against Nemaha Central, the 3 seed. That was a victory in 8 innings, 7-5. It was back and forth throughout. Multiple lead changes. Koenig ahead 2-0. Another one missing low and away. He had a couple of hits, a single, and a couple of runs scored, did Koenig, and the win over Nemaha Central. And he is quickly ahead, 3 balls and no strikes, as McAfee not quite around the strike zone yet, here to start things off. And it's a 4-pitch walk to lead things off, as Koenig will take first, and it's Ty Weber, the second baseman, batting second today. Ty Weber, he was at 5 at-bats. He only reached once in the Nemaha Central game. He reached on an error and scored late, and now he's going to ground one to Garber, who makes a nice play for 1-2, a double dandy, double dip. As it's a double play issued by Matthew Garber, he'll take it himself to the bag at second and then on to first for the double play. Just like that, 2 outs. That'll go down as a 6-3 double play. And the first pitch to Colton Payne is in there for strike one. So just like Ty Weber in the Nemaha Central game, he also led that game off, grounding out into a double play, and he does so tonight. This one a different variety. And Payne takes a breaking ball in there for strike two, and quickly an 0-2 count here on Colton Payne, who had a couple of walks, actually had 3 walks and 2 singles in the Nemaha Central win. He's going to foul this one out of play to stay alive. It's still 0-2. So again, we mentioned it was a 5-0 Jefferson West lead over Royal Valley through three innings in Marysville. The Tigers trying to knock out the top seed in this regional. Here's one that's upstairs, and Payne stays alive. It's now 1-2. So if that result would hold, it'd be Jefferson West against the winner of this game on Wednesday night with a trip to the state tournament on the line. That one is low and in the dirt, ball two. So from 0-2 to 2-2. You know, once again, the weather has not changed. It's been absolutely gorgeous this afternoon. Perfect baseball weather. And from 0-2, it goes to 3-2 as Payne now working a full count as McAfee is trying to face the minimum here in the top of the first. Here is the kick and fire in the dirt, ball four. So from 0-2 to a walk for Colton Payne, and he keeps the inning alive for the Falcons as it'll be Camden Fultz, the catcher. Fultz in the Nemaha Central win. He had a couple of RBIs, a sac fly, a double. He also reached on an error and had a line out. So he'll try to keep this one moving. Two outs in the top of the first. No score, just getting going. So two walks here in the inning by McAfee. That first pitch fastball, it's the outside corner for strike one. Out of the stretch is McAfee. Here's the pitch. Good stop by Herman, the catcher. And it's outside for ball one. So now one ball and one strike here to Fultz. Rally County trying to get their 10th win of the year and keep their season alive. 9 wins and 10 losses coming into this one here against Sabetha. There's another one, fastball, just missing off the outside part of the plate. It's now 2-1. So Corin Koenig led things off with a walk. Ty Weber bounced into a double play, and then Payne walked. Now 2-1 count here on Fultz. He'll hit one high towards right field. Coming is Niehaus, and he'll make the catch, and that's the inning. So a couple of walks and one stranded, no harm done in the first. As Riley County, no score, we head to the bottom of the first here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Bottom of the first inning, no score. Riley County and Sabetha here on KMZA, 92.1 FM. Kirk Kilman in studio. Brandon Salmon with you. Appreciate everyone out there who's tuned in at any point throughout today's action. The triple header with regional baseball here in Sabetha. Riley County defeating Nemaha Central in the first game. Sabetha with a big win over Donovan West in the second game of the day. 15-5 was that final, and now it's Riley County and Sabetha. Winner will face either Jefferson West or Royal Valley on Wednesday nights at Marysville in a regional title game. So Sabetha going up against Caden Root, the pitcher for Riley County. It'll be Matthew Garber, Marcus Bauman, and Josh Herman. Good part of the order here for Sabetha to lead things off. And now 13-7 after their win over Donovan West just a little bit ago. So back to it. Garber steps in, playing short. Garber drove in 3 runs against Donovan West, including a 2 RBI single. He had 2 hits and a walk. in that 15-5 win. And first pitch swing and pops this one up. It's going to stay in play right side. Second baseman Weber goes out into shallow right field to make the catch. And just like that, one pitch, one out. That'll bring up Marcus Baumann, the center fielder. Baumann against D. West had a couple of runs scored. Also had a single. A couple of flyouts and a ground out. He was 1-for-5 with a couple of runs scored. First pitch by Root upstairs, ball one. Still a lot of sun out there. We saw in both games earlier some pop flies and line drives caused some issues with the sun, and as it's still going down, certainly could still be an issue early on in this game. Baumann takes another outside. It's 2-0. A little bit of shade starting to peek into the infield. Sure, it's been open all afternoon. There's a shot to right field, and that's a base hit. Kicks off the knee of Eli Harmison. No chance for second base, and Baumann is on with a one-out single.
Now up to bat, the catcher, Josh Herman.
All right, catcher now, Josh Herman steps in. He played, started at catcher in the game against D. West, pitched for a couple of innings, and then finished at third. He's had a run scored. He was hit by a pitch, reached on an error, also struck out in that first game. He takes an off-speed pitch in there for strike one. He's got Baumann at first. One out here in the first. No score. Sabetha trying to strike first here in this regional semifinal contest. Scores continue to pour across the timeline as action started as early as noon this afternoon. And Herman takes an off-speed pitch up around the shoulder. He is hit. And he will take first. So Baumann to second, Herman to first, hit by a pitch, and now Tristan Whitworth, the second baseman, will step in. And a quick meeting between Fultz and Root prior to Whitworth stepping in. Whitworth started the game on the mound. He went three innings in the D. West game, was relieved by Herman. He had an RBI single. Also had a walk, two total hits, a walk, and two runs scored in an RBI in that D. West game. And they were down 5-3 going into the fifth inning, and then they hung up nine runs to take a 12-5 lead en route to that win. And they finished it off with three in the sixth. They get 15-5 and the 10-run rule in effect. Whitworth takes a knee-high fastball for strike one. So two on and one out here in the first. Sabetha trying to strike first blood as Root's out of the stretch. Now a quick pause in the action. Whitworth will step out, call time. And great crowd on hand. Love seeing the fans who bring out the pups. Got the blankets out, enjoying this great weather. There's a pitch that's low and outside, and it skips away from the catcher Fultz, and both runners will advance as Baumann makes it to third. And Herman trots up to second base on the wild pitch. So second and third, one out. No score here in the bottom of the first. Chance here for Whitworth to give Sabetha an early lead. And another pause in the action. Root's taking his time, and Whitworth decides to step out of the box again. Here's the 1-1, and that's roped into right center field, and that's going to be a base hit. Baumann scores from third, and they're going to wave Herman home, and it's going to be a two RBI single by Tristan Whitworth, and Sabetha out to an early 2-0 lead.
Now with that pitcher, Christian McAfee.
So now Christian McAfee, who is pitching today. He had a couple of singles and an RBI and a walk in that Donovan West win earlier today. Root quick throw over to first. Whitwer back in time. So Whitwer, a two RBI single here to highlight the first. 2-0 Blue Jays lead. Trying to keep their season alive. Move on to a regional final on Wednesday. There's a strike in there to McAfee. And it's 0-1. Aiden Lang due up next. About a 3-4 step lead for Whitwer over there at first. Kind of slowly creeping, and Root has seen enough of that. He'll throw back. Get Whitwer back to first base. As Valinga holds him on. Valinga was the pitcher in the first game for Raleigh County. Nearly went the distance, but was pulled in the final inning. Now he's playing first. Another throw back over there. So they expect Whitwer is the possibility of a steal. And there he goes. Pitches outside. There's the throw to second. Skips. Good stop. I have the shortstop pain from it going to center field, but he can't apply the tag. And Whitwer steals second base. So a 1-1 count here on McAfee. Whitwer at second with one out. 2-0 Blue Jays here in the first. Root looked back at second. Off speed and outside. And McAfee has worked a 2-1 count. Still just one out here in the first. How many open seats in the bleachers? Pretty full. People extending out into the grassy area as well, as that one is outside, and McAfee ahead 3-1. And Root trying to get out of here with minimal damage. Trying to avoid Whitwer scoring from second. That one's ripped down the right field line, but foul. McAfee swinging on 3-1, and it's now 3-2. So 3 balls and 2 strikes here to Christian McAfee. Still one out in the bottom of the first. 2-0 Sabetha. Here on Raleigh County. This regional semifinal game. Root, long look at second. Here's the pitch. And a foul off to the netting behind him. McAfee will do it again at 3-2. Another long look by Root at second. That pitch tails outside. A fastball missing. And it is a walk to McAfee, and he's aboard with one out. Now first and second for Aiden Lang. Playing in left field today. In this game, and it's going to be a courtesy runner for Sabetha as McAfee is going to come out again because he is pitching. And checking for the courtesy runner, it looks like it's Nathan Boos. So Boos, the courtesy runner at first. Got Whitwer at second. 2-0 Sabetha here in the bottom of the first. And Lang takes up an in, ball one. So two across, and Root certainly doesn't want to allow a much bigger inning than Sabetha has already tacked on here. Here's a foul ball. Careful for the fans out there. And it falls. Now the count 1-1. So Lang was the number 9 hitter in the game against Donovan West. He had a couple of runs scored. He singled, he walked, and he also had a strikeout. 2 on and 1 out. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. It is 1-2. And he likes to open up that stance, bat from the right side. And Root's out of the stretch. Here's the 1-2. A little check swing, a little grounder to the right side. Only play is first, and it's made. And there are two outs as the runners advance up one. So Whitworth at third. The courtesy runner now at second.
Now a bat, the right fielder, Noel Niehuis.
And it's Noel Niehuis, now an opportunity here. The right fielder. Caden Roots trying to get out of this inning with just two runs given up. Here's a ground ball playable. Payne has it at short over to first in time, and that'll end the inning. But Sabetha does get two. They lead two as well. And after one, Sabetha two, Riley County nothing here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, my name is Sarah, and I am a health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha. I specialize in developing lifestyle programs for patients that want to lose weight and reach their health goals. My job is to educate, encourage, and challenge our patients to eat well, move well, and think well. Our recommendations are evidence-based and designed to teach patients the habits of health necessary to achieve long-term results. I enjoy working with patients and helping them stay accountable for their goals. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for your free consultation.
How about some fresh sushi? Here at Country Mart in Sabetha is proud to offer American fresh sushi every day. Check out the full menu with nearly 20 cooked sushi options and a variety of raw options as well. All delicious and made fresh daily by a sushi chef at Garrett Country Mart. Every Tuesday is sushi sales day, and many items are just $5. Custom orders are also welcome. Join the many repeat customers and folks coming from miles around to try the American Fresh Sushi Department at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food and good experienced people.
KMZA.
To the second inning we go. Sabetha 2-0 over Riley County. Two runs, two hits, no errors, a couple left on base. So a good start for the Blue Jays here trying to move on to the regional championship Wednesday night. And the first pitch by McAfee to P.J. Valinga is behind the back of Valinga. And it's 1-0 here to Valinga, now upstairs 2-0. Valinga, Trey Harmison, Jace Ricketts do up for the Falcons here out of the Mideast League. Same league as Rossville, Silver Lake as well. St. Mary's, very difficult league. Being put to the test here by Sabetha early, down 2-0. McAfee fires in a fastball for strike one. Gets back into it. It's now 3-1. Swing and a miss on 3-1. And it's now 3-2. So Valinga was the pitcher, as I mentioned earlier, in the first game against Nemaha Central. As he takes one low and inside, and it's a leadoff walk for the Falcons here in the top of the second. So now Trey Harmison, the DH. He drove in a run against Nemaha Central, had a couple of walks, and reached on a fielder's choice, and looked like McAfee slipped on the mound and threw one inside to Trey Harmison here for ball one. Now an update. Now Royal Valley trails Jefferson West 6-0 halfway through the fourth inning. So Jefferson West in a very good spot. The winner of this game will get the winner of that game on Wednesday night. Count 1-1 here to Trey Harmison. As McAfee looks back at first and fires one off speed up in a little bit outside. It's 2-1. See if the Falcons can rally back and try to scratch something across here in the second. That one's fouled way out and out of play on the left field side. And it's 2-2. Valinga at first with nobody out. Led off the inning with a walk on a full count pitch. just missing on the outside corner, and it's now full here at 3-2 to Harmison. Jace Ricketts on deck for the Falcons. And another foul off, out of play. So we'll do it again at 3-2. Now 3-2, another pitch here for Harmison. And it's low for ball four, and he'll walk. So back-to-back walks to lead off the inning. Malinga to second, Harmison at first. Now for Jace Ricketts, still nobody out. So now Ricketts playing in left field. Reached on a fielder's choice, also had a walk in the win over Nemaha Central. Hits one to the right side and into the grass and out of play. Count 0-1. So the first two batters here in the second against McAfee has worked full counts, and both have worked walks. Jumps out in front of Ricketts, though, here at 0-1. Quick glance back at second for McAfee. Lifts and fires. Bunt shown, doesn't pull back in time, and it's strike two. So we'll see if Ricketts wants to try that again. I doubt it. Probably swinging away here with two strikes. Infield fairly straight up here for Sabetha. That off-speed pitch got him. So on an 0-2 pitch, an off-speed pitch gets away and drills Ricketts in the back. So now the bases are loaded with nobody out. Now the third baseman, Brett Hopper. Now the Falcons, a real chance here. Down 2-0 here in the top of the second. They got the bases loaded with nobody out. With the number 8, Brett Hopper. Shows bunt, puts it down, but it's foul down the first base side. And he jumps behind 0-1. Hopper had a walk, a single, and four at bats in the win over Nemaha Central earlier today. Also played in left field defensively as well. Bases loaded, nobody out. 0-1 count here to Hopper. McAfee looks a couple times at third, and now a quick throw back to third. And that is Belinga, who is on third base. See if McAfee can work around some trouble here in the second. Lifts, fires the 0-1. It's bunted, but foul again. And Hopper is down now 0-2. So that's back-to-back batters that have tried bunting unsuccessfully, got themselves into 0-2 counts. And then the last at-bat, Ricketts, was hit by a pitch on 0-2 to load him up. Now it's 0-2 here to Hopper. Here's McAfee's pitch. And it's inside, and it gets away by Herman, and everyone advances, and the Falcons tally their first run. So Valinga scores on the pass ball. Trey Harmison to third, Ricketts to second, and the count is 1-2 on Hopper. So a 2-1 Sabetha lead with the Falcons trying to do more damage. Go ahead run at second, tying run at third. Ground ball and foul. So we'll do it again with Hopper at 1-2. So again, a tough start here for McAfee. Two walks and then a hit batter. Then a pitch there that got away, allowing the first Raleigh County run to score. McAfee's pitch off speed, another foul ball. So Hopper doing a good job battling here, down two strikes. what he can do. Armisen at third, Ricketts at second. Still nobody out. Bowen inside, 2-2. Hopper battling here. As pitch count's moving up for McAfee. Quick glance back at second, then at third. Here's the pitch. That is in there. Strike three call. Got him on the outside corner. And a big strikeout as Hopper is set down for the first out of the inning. Now the number nine hitter, Eli Harmison, playing in right field. He had a single, a run scored. He was also hit by a pitch and actually scored two runs in the win over Nemaha Central. Reached base twice, scored both times. Second and third, one out. Showing bunts, putting it down. Nicely done there, played by Harmison. A run's going to score, and the throw gets away. And two runs are going to come in. Riley County will take the lead at 3-2. And Harmison gets to second base. And still just one out. An error by McAfee. Down to the top of the order with Corin Koenig, who walked in the first. Now he's at second, or here's a ground ball right side by Koenig. It's going to be lifted by the second baseman to first in time. For out number two, Eli Harmison, though, gets up to third. Now put out goes for three. And now Ty Weber steps in. Weber grounded into a double play in the first. Now a chance to tally another run. 3-2 Riley County here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch by McAfee, low and outside. It's ball one. Here's the pitch that's outside, knee high, but just missing off the plate. And the count 2-0 here to Ty Weber. There's a high fly ball down the right field line, but foul on the grassy hill, and it's 1-2. Or correction, 2-1 is the count. Eli Harmison at third with two outs. Three across for the Falcons here in the top of the third, or top of the second, excuse me. They've taken a 3-2 lead. Ground ball playable for Garber at short. Gets it on a nice hop. Takes his time to Grimm at first, and there is the final out. But the Falcons score three, and after 1.5, it is Riley County 3, Sabetha 2. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash, located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Kansaland Radio.
To the bottom of the second inning, Riley County with three runs on zero hits in the top of the second. You heard it right. A couple of walks, a hit batter, an error, a pass ball, allowing three runs to score. So three runs, no hits, an error, and one left on. 3-2 Riley County to the bottom of the second. It'll be 8-9-1 for the Blue Jays here. Jonathan Renier leads things off. Jonathan Renier. Remyer had a couple of runs scored, an RBI single in the win over Donovan West. He also struck out three times. And he stands in here working against Caden Root, who now has a one-run lead at 3-2. Off speed, hits the plate low for ball one. Renier, Kramer, and Garber due up this inning for the Blue Jays, who had two runs on two hits in the first, but now trail 3-2. Here's the pitch by Root. High fly ball, right side, playable. Right fielder Eli Harmison coming in. He makes the catch, and that's the first out. And that'll bring up Mitchell Kramer, who's playing third base, who came on and pitched late in the Donovan West win. Now batting ninth here, playing third. Bats from the right side. And a swing and a grounder, left side. Hopper, the third baseman, has it. Long throw across the diamond in time. And quickly, two up and two down. And to the top of the order with Matthew Garber, who popped out to second base on the first pitch he saw in the bottom of the first. And Roots continues out of the stretch with nobody on. First pitch just missing outside for ball one. Root trying to go 1-2-3 here in the second. Next one is outside, skips to the backstop. It's 2-0. Hopper at third, Payne at short, Weber at second, Valinga at first. Garber swinging on 2-0. He fouls that one straight back. It's now 2-1. Two balls and one strike here to Matthew Garber. Trying to keep this inning alive. Two up, two down quickly. Ground ball left side. Playable by the third baseman, Hopper. And the low throw is dug out beautifully by Valinga. And three up, three down go the Blue Jays in the bottom of the second. To the third we go. 3-2 Riley County here on KMZA.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Kansas Insurance Group in Sabetha is affiliated with Kansas Insurance and their many locations throughout the state. This gives them the volume necessary to attract insurance markets that help you, the customer, in coverage and price. Plus, they're locally owned and invested in Northeast Kansas. Want to learn more? Stop by 621 Main in Sabetha or give them a call, 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Back here in Sabetha, the shade starting to make its way across the diamond as the sun sets here in Sabetha this evening on what has been a beautiful, beautiful day. 3-2 Riley County as we start the top of the third inning. So it's 3, 4, and 5 in the order here for the Falcons. Payne, Fultz, and Valinga. And then Harmison, if one of those three are able to get on, working against McAfee. First pitch swing and high fly ball, deep right center field. Chasing it is Niehuis. And it's going to fall in for a hit, and it's going to be a leadoff double. Into the right center field gap. It was cut off nicely by Niehuis, but the speed by Payne, and he's at second base to lead off the third. So one pitch and a double to lead things off for the Falcons, and Camden Fultz will step in. He flew out to right field. His first time up to end the first. Runner at second, nobody out. 3-2 Falcons here in the third. First pitch by McAfee in there for strike one. That was actually the first hit for Riley County in this game. They had scored all three of their runs in the second on no hits. Here's the pitch by McAfee. Ground ball right side. Playable by Whitworth at second. Gets it on to first in time. Runner advances to third is Payne. So a runner at third and one down for P.J. Valinga. So Fultz now 0 for 2. And Valinga an RBI chance with a runner at third and one down. Off speed, but clips the outside corner, and the count is 0-1. He walked and scored in the three-run first, and he scored on a pass ball. Get Riley County on the board, takes one outside here, it's 1-1. McAfee back to work, lifts and fires, another off speed, and right on the outside corner again, it's 1-2. So one ball and two strikes here to Valinga. Walked and scored his last time out. Here's the 1-2. A little high drive down the right field line, but foul over the batting cage down the right field line, and we'll do it again at 1-2. So right now, Payne at third with one out. Led the inning off with a double, got to third on a ground out by Fultz. Good stop by Herman, the catcher, low and outside, and nearly skipped by Herman, but able to keep it in front. It's now 2-2. Certainly possibly saved a run there. Payne's got good speed at third base. Here's the 2-2. Fly ball, right field, playable. Niehuis has it. Here comes the throw home. Potential sacrifice fly, and the throw is too high for Herman, and the run scores. And it's now a 4-2. Riley County lead as Payne scores from third on the sacrifice fly by P.J. Valinga.
Now up to bat, D.H. Trey Harmison.
So now Trey Harmison will step in, who walked and scored last inning. Now has two outs and nobody on, but another run across here for the Falcons. They lead it 4-2. We saw this in the first game for Sabetha against Donovan West. They got down early, down 4-2, and then got down 5-3 before racking off nine runs in the fifth and then three more in the sixth to put the Mustangs away. And they find themselves down 4-2 here early on in the third. Harmison from the left side, high and tight there, 2-0. The count on at Trey Harmison. Here's the 2-0. Now one gets the inside corner. Now two balls and one strike. Here's the 2-1. Ground ball but foul right side. And it's evened up at two balls and two strikes. Royals losing to the White Sox right now. 3-0 that game in Kansas City. They'll play five with the White Sox here in the next few days. Couple of makeups from earlier in the season. But a tough go, at least a tough start here for the Royals, down 3-0. That pitch is low and inside, and the count runs full at 3-2. So Harmison trying to work a solid at bat and get on base to keep the inning moving along with two outs. And another foul off, battle play. And we'll do it again at 3-2. No NBA games tonight. Conference finals start tomorrow. There's a shot to right center field, and that's a base hit on a 3-2 count. Trey Harmison is on for a second time. A walk, now a single. And that brings up Jace Ricketts. Ricketts was hit by a pitch and scored in that three-run second. It is 4-2 Riley County here in the top of the third. The lights are on here at the ballpark as the sun is setting. The sun is pretty much gone. It's all shade now. First pitch to Ricketts, outside, ball one. So out of the stretch, trying to get out of the inning with just one run allowed and another one that's outside missing, and McAfee falls behind at 2-0. And noticed it in the first game against Nemaha Central. Riley County really did a good job of working counts and seeing a lot of pitches. They've been fairly disciplined all day, and there's another one taken, but that one is in there for strike one. Two balls and one strike. Not much of a lead by Harmison at first. High fly ball, center field, shallow right center. Coming on is the right fielder, Niehuis, to make the catch as Whitworth falls down. But the out is made, and one run across. So Riley County extends their lead. It's 4-2 Falcons as we head to the bottom of the third here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit sabethahospital.com.
Flatbed Drivers at KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36. South of Sabetha.
KMZA.
To the bottom of the third, it's a 4-2 Riley County lead. You're in Sabetha against Sabetha. Last checked, it was Jefferson West, a 6-1 lead over Royal Valley in the other semifinal of this regional in Marysville. That was in the sixth inning. Ground ball to start. It's Marcus Bauman to lead things off, and he's going to reach on an infield single. It was a chopper to the left side. Hopper and Payne trying to make a play on it. They'll call it an error on Hopper. So Bauman reaches on the E5. Josh Herman steps in. 4-2 County, bottom of inning number three. Bauman reaches for a second time. And the first pitch missing to Herman for ball one. Herman was hit by the pitch, or a pitch, in the first and came around to score one of the two runs in that frame. So that's a down two here in the third. Quick throw over to first base as Bauman is back in time. No harm, no foul. See some fans starting to put on some sweatshirts, some hoodies, as starting to cool down a touch. The sun is close to being out of here. Lights are on and good atmosphere off speed, and just missing a bit upstairs is Roots, and the count is 2-0. So again, Caden Root, the pitcher for the Falcons, has a two-run lead to work with here in the bottom of the third, but leadoff man Bauman is on. And another throw over to first, kind of pops out of the glove and away from Valinga, but not far enough to allow Bauman to get to second, so he'll stay at first. Josh Herman, favorable count, 2-0. Dangerous hitter up here for the Blue Jays. He takes one, a fastball just missing the outside corner, and it's now 3-0. That one is up and in, ball four. So a four-pitch walk. The first two batters have reached for the Blue Jays here in the third. Bauman reached on an error. Herman walks. And here comes the courtesy runner. So here's Whitwer. And Fry will do the courtesy running here for Herman. So it's Fry at first, and Bauman at second. And for Tristan Whitwer, who had the big two RBI single in the first. It's a high fly ball, center field, playable. Running back towards the fence is Koenig to make the catch right in front of the warning track. That will allow Bauman to tag up to third. And Fry will stay at first. So now runners at the corners with one out. So now McAfee will step in. He walked in the first. Has a chance here to hit his team a little bit closer. It's a 4-2 county advantage here in the bottom of the third. Runners at the corners with one out. Roots out of the stretch. Looking at McAfee, pitcher v. pitcher. First pitch outside, ball one. You have Valinga holding Fry over there at first base. Not much of a lead, if any, for Bauman at third. The lefty swings and fouls one off. Left field side, out of play. And the count evens up at one ball and one strike. Another throw back to first. That one's close, but Fry back in time. Count stays at 1-1. McAfee up against Roots. It's a 4-2 Falcons lead here in the bottom of the third. Another throw back to first, and that one gets away. And too worried about the runner at first. The throw gets to right center field all the way, and it's going to be a first to third jump as Bauman will score. Air by the pitcher, throws it away, and Fry, the courtesy runner, makes it all the way to third. And just like that, it's 4-3 with still one out and a runner at third. A chance to tie the game, McAfee can with a base hit. Off speed outside, it's 2-1. Four-three Riley County, 2-1 count here to McAfee. Roots pitch is up and away, ball three. So we saw Sabetha rally against D West and eventually blew it open late. Almost gets similar vibes as that pitch is high and outside, ball four. And McAfee walks for a second time, and now runners at the corners with one out. Aiden Lang will get set to check in, but the Falcons will meet on the mound with Roots, as there'll be a courtesy runner. And Boose coming back to courtesy run here for McAfee, did so in the first. So you have two courtesy runners out there. You got Fry running for Herman at third. You got Boose running for McAfee at first. Runners at the corners, one out. Bottom of the third, Riley County leading 4-3, but Sabetha already with one across here in the inning and looking for more. And Lang steps in, grounded out his first time up. Very open on his stance, bats from the right side. Root out of the stretch, now kind of closes that stance a touch, off speed and just missing for ball one. Very close on that delivery. Here is the 1-0 offering to Lang. It's a fastball swung on and missed. And the count evens up at 1-1. Niehuis up next. Betha trying to tie this game up. Tying run at third. Go-ahead run at first with one out here in the third. 4-3, Riley County. Here's the 1-1. Off speed upstairs, and courtesy runner Voos is able to take second base. It looked like Foltz was going to make an attempt to throw it to second, but popped out of his glove and couldn't quite get a handle on it. So now runners at second and third. A base hit could give Sabetha the lead. As Root sets, fires the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Ball might have been off the plate a little bit, but had Lang reaching, it's now 2-2. So just one inning left in Marysville. Jefferson West, a 6-1 lead over Royal Valley. Jeff West holds on. They'll play the winner here on Wednesday in Marysville. Pitch outside. The count moves full. Mention again, Niehuis on deck. Runners at second and third with one out. Count full here to Lang. Here's the pitch. And he kind of an in-out swing to the right side. A little popper to the second baseman Weber. He makes the catch. No advance. And a big second out recorded. Now it's up to Noel Niehuis to try to get potentially at least the tying or go-ahead runs across here in the inning. Makes Lang 0-2. Niehuis grounded out to end the first. Takes one on the outside corner for strike one. So again, Fry, the courtesy runner at third. Voos, the courtesy runner at second. Two outs here in the third. One across. 4-3 Riley County. Here's the pitch by Root. It's off speed and swung on and missed. And quickly, Niehuis has to protect here at 0-2. See if Root can get out of the inning with his team still in front. Here's the pitch. Ground ball gets by Root. Playable at second by Weber. Low throw, and it's not in time. And now the second run's going to try to score, and it does. Both runners score, and now the throw gets away. As there was a chance, they're going to call it a hit. So a couple of runs score as Fry in from third. Who scores from second? 5-4, Sabetha. Niehuis with the hit. And now it's Jonathan Renier who flew out to right his first time up. With Niehuis at second base with two outs. So three across, Sabetha jumps back in front. It's 5-4. An 0-1 count here to Renier. Off speed upstairs, it's 1-1. Here's the 1-1, it's upstairs, now 2-1. Sabetha has regained the lead at 5-4. Base hit could tack another. If Renier can come through with two outs. That one clips the outside corner. We're evened up at 2-2. A seventh batter here to come up in the inning for the Blue Jays. Here's Root's 2-2 pitch. And a off-speed pitch is hitting to right center field, and it falls in for a hit. And it's going to be extra bases for Jonathan Renier, and it's an RBI double. It's now 6-4, Sabetha. So a four spot here in the inning, and from down two to up two. And now Mitchell Kramer, who grounded out to third his first time up, steps in. And the first pitch in there from Roots, strike one. So a couple of walks, an error, a couple of hits. Wide ball, foul, out of play, near side, and now the count runs 0-2 on Kramer. So a long look here by Root to second. Here's the 0-2 and a nice block there by the catcher Foltz. Well outside. It's now 1-2. Continuing to work out of the stretch. Kramer settles in and takes one upstairs. So from 0-2, it evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's one hits foul, right side. We'll do it again at 2-2. So right now you got Renier at second and an RBI double, made it 6-4. There's a low outside fastball that gets away into the backstop, and Renier is able to take third. And now the count has run full, so from 0-2 to 3-2 here on Mitchell Kramer. There's a big 3-2 pitch by Root, and it's swung on and missed for strike three, and that will retire the side. But 4-4 for Sabetha from down 2 to up 2. It's the Blue Jays 6, the Falcons 4, heading to the fourth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. And prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
FM, KMZA.
Sabetha back in front, 6-4 here against Riley County on KMZA, 92-1. So 8-9-1 due up here in the Riley County order. Working on Christian McAfee, who now has a 2-run lead. First pitch to the third baseman, Brett Hopper, high and inside, 4-1. Hopper struck out in his first at-bat. The lone strikeout recorded so far by McAfee. Fastball in there, strike one. So far for Sabetha, 6 runs, 4 hits, an error. 4 runs, 2 hits, and 3 errors. Here's a ground ball left side. Nice play by Kramer. Long throw and a high stab, and Grimm gets the foot back on the bag to record the out. Nicely played by both Kramer and Grimm, and quickly 1 up and 1 down.
For a final from Maryville, Jeff West, Royal Valley, 6-4. And now up to bat is the right fielder, Eli Harmison.
So Eli Harmison will step in. He reached on an error in his first at-bat, stranded at third. He's going to lay down a bunt. McAfee has it, the pitcher. Long throw and rifles it in time to record the out. And 2 up and 2 down. Now to the top of the order with Corin Koenig. Here's the pitch by McAfee to Koenig. It's low for ball one. Koenig walked in the first and then grounded out in the second. So tonight 0 for 1. Another pitch that finds the strike zone outside corner. It's now 1 and 1. McAfee trying to go 1-2-3 here in the fourth. And another one catching the outside corner, now 1-2. Here is the shake of the head, the agreement on the call, the pitch skips in the dirt, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, it looked like the final was 6-1, Jefferson West. High fly ball right side and caught by Grimm, the first baseman, and that will end the inning. So 3 up, 3 down, Sabetha a 6-4 lead heading to the bottom of the fourth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
My name is Denise, and I have been a patient at Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha for 7 years. Chiropractic care is so important to my quality of life. Being in proper alignment allows me to care for my family, be more productive at work, and enjoy my life. Dr. Lukert and his staff are always positive and encouraging. If I ever have a setback, I can count on Dr. Lukert to get me back on track. He taught me how to do stretching exercises and make better nutritional choices, which have improved my health and energy levels. I have been very happy with my care.
Kansaland Radio.
So back here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Sabetha with a 6-4 lead over Riley County. And as we continue on with our final broadcast of 3 today, saying right before that final outs, it was Jefferson West who is knocked off Royal Valley 6-1. And so Jefferson West will play the winner of this game on Wednesday in Marysville with a trip to the state tournament on the line. So there's a new pitcher for Riley County. It's going to be Foltz. So Foltz now pitching, taking over for Roots, and his first pitch to Matthew Garber is swung on and missed for strike one. Garber 0 for 2, a pop out and a ground out. Bats on the right side, his team up by 2 in the fourth. Swing and a fly ball right field, shallow right field, and it's going to fall in for a hit. Belingo, Weber, and Harmison all converging on it into short right field, and balls in between all three for a base hit. So Marcus Bauman now will step in. Marcus has scored twice. He has singled and reached on an error. And he's got his leadoff man Garber at first with nobody out. Bolts, sets and fires. Just inside, ball one. So again, Jefferson West will get the winner here on Wednesday night in Marysville. High and inside, and Bauman has to jump out of the way of that one. It's 2-0. much of a lead for Garber at first. And that pitch from Fultz is in there for strike one. So the count now 2-1. And Fultz, quick throw over to first, and Garber is back in time. Fultz, a long look at first base with Garber with not much of a lead. Here's the 2-1, and that is upstairs, and it's now 3-1. Fultz out of the stretch, trying to not give up a lot here, and there's a ball that's low and inside, ball four. And it's a walk issued by Fultz, and now two on and nobody out here for Josh Herman, who has scored twice and has reached via a walk, and he was also hit by a pitch. Now he has two on and nobody out with his team up 6-4 here in the bottom of the fourth. So a chance to really start blowing this game open if you're the Blue Jays, if they can get something going here. First pitch skips away, and it's going to get towards the backstop, and everyone advances. Garber to third. And Bauman to second base. So now second and third with nobody out. Now going back to the windup is Fultz, and that hits him. Herman not too pleased because he has been hit multiple times today. That loads the bases with nobody out for Tristan Whitwer.
Now up to that second base is Tristan Whitwer.
Here comes the courtesy runner. Chase Fry back out there to run it first for Herman. So Garber at third, Bauman at second, Fry at first. Nobody out, and a chance for Tristan Whitwer to really help blow this game open. With Sabetha leading 6-4 in the fourth. He swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 0-1. He had a 2-RBI single in the first. Blew out the center his last time up, so 1-for-2 with 2 driven in tonight. Here's the windup in the pitch, in the dirt, and it's 1-1. Whitwer up, 1-1 count, McAfee on deck. Here's the pitch by Fultz, and that one is lasted out of play foul, and it's 1-2. Great atmosphere. The lights are on and sun is set, and it's in very mild temperatures here this evening. There's one that finds the strike zone, and on a 1-2 pitch, Whitwer let it go, and it was down the middle for strike three and a big strikeout recorded by Fultz. And that's the first out of the inning. So now McAfee, who walked in the first and walked in the third. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it left side. And out of play. So he jumps behind quickly 0-1. Taking some time to get settled back in. Ground ball right side, and they'll take the out at first. A run's going to score. Little hesitation by Valinga at first as McAfee drives in a run. Garber scores from third, makes it 7-4. Bauman to third. Fry moves up to second. And it's a ground out to the first baseman, but an RBI for McAfee. First pitch to Aiden Lang is away for ball one. He's 0 for 2, a ground out and a pop out. Bolts back to the windup. Here's the 1-0. Low and inside, ball two. Once again, Jeff West awaiting the winner in this one. There's the pitch that finds the strike zone. 2-1 now here to Aiden Lang. Again, grounded out to second in the first, popped out to second in the third, 0 for 2 tonight. But has two on and two outs. One across. Chance for more. There's a swing and a miss on a low fastball, and it's now 2-2. Let's see if Foltz can get out of this one. And high and in tight, nearly got him. Now the count runs full at 3-2. And that one is low, ball four. The base is loaded once again. And Noel Niehuis, who has an RBI single tonight, he'll step in. He's 1 for 2, also a run scored. Bauman at third, Fry at second, Lang at first, and a swing and a miss there. Strike one to Niehuis. 7-4, Sabetha over Riley County here in the bottom of the fourth. Bases loaded, two outs. Here's the 0-1. Low, good block there by the catcher. And it's now 1-1. So Foltz back into the stretch. He'll fire. Another one in the dirt. Ball two. So now 2-1. Betha got down early to Donovan West, came back and won big, and kind of an opportunity to kind of play it out the same way as that one missing inside. It's now 3-1. So bases loaded, a 3-1 count here to Niehuis. Already one across in the inning, and he takes all the way, and it's in there for strike two, so the count runs full. So 3-2 here to Niehuis. Bauman at third, Fry at second, Lang at first, and it's a strike three call, and that will end the inning. But one more for Sabetha. Their lead is 7-4 as we head to the fifth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How about some fresh sushi? Here at Country Mart in Sabetha is proud to offer American fresh sushi every day. Check out the full menu with nearly 20 cooked sushi options and a variety of raw options as well. All delicious and made fresh daily by a sushi chef at Garrett Country Mart. Every Tuesday is sushi sales day and many items are just $5. Custom orders are also welcome. Join the many repeat customers and folks coming from miles around to try the American fresh sushi department at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food and good experienced people. Berwick Oil Company.
Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
KMZA.
Two, three, and four in the order here for Raleigh County. Ty Weber leading things off here in the fifth. 7-4 is the Sabetha lead as they added one more in the bottom of the fourth. So Sabetha, they've scored two in the first, four in the third, one in the fourth. Raleigh County had three in the second, one in the fourth, or one in the third, I should say, as Weber fouls off the first pitch delivered by McAfee for strike one. Weber, a couple of ground outs. He grounded into a double play his first time up and then grounded out to short in his last at bat. And a check swing, but able to not hold on in time as they issued the call down the first base umpire and said he went around, so the count's 0-2. McAfee again worked a 1-2-3 inning in the top of the fourth, would like that here in the fifth. There's an off-speed pitch missing low, and it's now 1-2. It's Jefferson West getting the winner of this game on Wednesday night. Jeff West, they knocked out the top seed Royal Valley 6-1 earlier. There's another one in the dirt, now two balls and two strikes. Now a quick pause here is the umpire pointing towards the Raleigh County dugout for whatever reason and now discussing something with the third base coach. And we're back to it. So it's a two-ball, two-strike count here to Ty Weber. McAfee out of the windup delivers, and it's fouled. And they'll do it again at 2-2. So checking kind of the weather forecast, there is a chance of some rain throughout tomorrow, and we're scheduled to have the Wathena softball regional semis and championship game. And there's a strike three call, breaker right down the middle, and Weber is out number one here in the fifth. So now it's Colton Payne, who doubled and scored in the third, and he walked in the first, so a nice night for him so far. A walk and a double. Takes one upstairs from McAfee, ball one. So the plan would be to have games on our sister station, KARE 93.7, tomorrow with Holton softball on KNZA. McAfee's pitch skips away there from Herman, and it's 2-0. Here on the shortstop, Colton Payne. Here's the 2-0, another one that's outside. And Payne in front now at 3-0. Let's see if Raleigh County can get something going. Down three, and it's a four-pitch walk. As Payne has reached now all three times in this game. Two walks and a double. Now Camden Foltz, who's now pitching, started catching, and now came into the game last inning as a pitcher. And Foltz is 0-2, a flyout and a groundout. His counterpart Payne at first after a walk, one out. First pitch from McAfee, fastball strike one. Long look by McAfee. There's the pitch, and that one is low. Good stop there by Herman, and we're evened up at one ball and one strike. Seven runs, five hits for Sabetha. Four runs, two hits for Riley County. Here's the pitch off speed, and that one is a beaut in there for strike two. Now one and two here on Foltz. Payne at first, one out. Riley County, they're down 3-7-4, and there's a swing and a miss, strike three. And two strikeouts here in the inning by McAfee, and now it's up to P.J. Valinga to try to keep things moving.
Now that's first base, P.J. Valinga.
He walked and scored in the three-run second, and he also drove in the lone run in the third. They sacrifice fly, and he swings and fouls off the first pitch here. It's 0-1. So we have McAfee trying to work. And fires, another one that skips in the dirt. It's now one ball and one strike here to Valinga. McAfee steps off the rubber, quick pause, gets back to it. McAfee went 1-2-3 last inning, trying to face just four here in the fifth. The pitch gets away a little bit outside, now 2-1. Here's that 2-1, and it's a high fly ball towards right field. And the right fielder, Niehuis, backs up a few steps and makes the catch, and that's the inning. So McAfee has faced just seven over the last two innings, and after four and a half, it's Sabetha 7, Riley County 4 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash, located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
To the bottom of the fifth, it is 7-4 Sabetha over Riley County. As Rainier will lead things off against Camden Foltz, and Rainier fouls one back into the screen for strike one. Rainier's flown out to right field and also drove in a run in the third with a double. 7-4, Sabetha. This one's roped down the left field line, and that one is fair. Just barely clipped the line inside. And back-to-back doubles for Rainier. Well, now he's turning, going to churn for three. Here's the relay throw to third, and it gets away. And it's a triple for Jonathan Rainier. So a double and a triple tonight for Rainier against the Falcons, and that'll bring up Mitchell Kramer.
Now, the best third base is Mitchell Kramer.
So Kramer steps in with an RBI chance here, the runner at third. First pitch by Foltz is low and outside for ball one. A couple of ground outs for Kramer. He's 0-2. He's got Rainier at third with nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. Blue Jays leading 7-4. Foltz takes one, clips the inside corner. Kramer evens up his count now, 1-1. Not much of a look over by Foltz to third. Pitch to Kramer. Ground ball right side through the infield and into right field for a base hit. So Renier scores. Kramer comes through with the RBI single. And it's now 8-4 Sabetha here in the bottom of the fifth. So Kramer now 1-for-3. And at the top of the order with Matthew Garber. Garber is 1-for-3, takes one upstairs, ball one. Pop out, a ground out, a single and a run scored. As Kramer has a little bit of a lead, and there he goes, taking off for second. The pitch is in there for a second, not a chance on a throw. Too much speed by Kramer, and he is up to second with a stolen base, and the count to Garber here, one ball and one strike. Eight for Sabetha here in the fifth. A chance for more. Off speed, and had Garber way out in front, nicely placed, and Garber behind at 1-2. Foltz taking his time. Again, the runner at second is Kramer. Sizable lead. Nobody holding him on. Here's the 1-2 and a fly ball to center field. Koenig has a beat on it, makes the catch. And Kramer will tag to third. And that's the first out recorded as Garber is now 1-for-4. So Marcus Baumann is up. A single and a run scored in the first, reached on an error and scored in the third, and then walked in the fourth. And now the umpires are deciding to meet up here at between home plate and the mound. And they're saying that Kramer might have tagged up too early, and they're going to call him out. So it seems to be that is what the call was. So Kramer is out. Instead of being at third with one out, now there's two outs and nobody on. But again, a run is still scored this inning. It's 8-4 Sabetha. And Baumann again steps in with a four-run lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch by Foltz inside for ball one. Back to the windup, Foltz delivers. That one is lined, shot down the right side, but foul. And the count, one ball and one strike. Raleigh County will have two more innings left. Got to fight back into this, down four. Pitch is low, ball two. Renier led off the inning with a triple, drove in by Kramer with a single, and then a flyout. And then Kramer was called out, leaving the bag early, trying to tag to third from second on that fly ball out by Garber. Another foul ball to the screen. It's 2-2 here to Baumann. So two balls and two strikes, two here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch by Foltz. High fly ball, right field. Eli Harmison measuring it up and pulls it down, and that will retire the side. So another one is scored, and it's a double up right now for the Blue Jays. We head to the 6-8-4 here from Sabetha.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same in 2025. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry at 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Dr. Susan Young and Aaron Brown provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at SabethaHospital.com. Com.
92.1 FM KMZA.
To the sixth inning, 8-4 Sabetha here from Sabetha in this regional semifinal game. The winner heads to Marysville on Wednesday to take on Jefferson West. In a regional final, the Tigers knocked off Royal Valley, the top seed, earlier this evening. That final was 6-1. So it looks like we got a defensive substitution here for Sabetha. Looks like it's still Kramer pitching. Or correction, no, it is a substitution as Kramer is now pitching, as McAfee is done for the night. Trying to see who is taking on the reins over there at third place. As it's Trey Harmison to lead things off, takes one outside from Kramer for ball one. He is singled and walked and scored today. This ball game, another one outside, 2-0. So a 2-0 count, Kramer back on the bump. That one is upstairs, now 3-0. And then Fry also defensively coming in at third base, and there's a walk to lead things off. Jace Ricketts, the runner at first, and nobody outs here in the top of the sixth. Falcons need to get something going down 4. First pitch by Kramer inside, ball 1. Ricketts hit by a pitch and scored in the third, and he's also popped out to shallow right field. That one missing just outside. And 2-0. So 5 of the first 6 pitches thrown here by Kramer have not found the strike zone. There's a quick throw over to first, and Harmison back in time. So out of the stretch is Kramer. There's the pitch. Ground ball left side. Could be 2. Garber has it to second for 1. But not in time on the throw to first. Too much speed by Ricketts. But they get the lead runner, Harmison, out at first. And that's the first out here in the frame.
Now, that is catcher Brett Hopper.
So Brett Hopper, who is 0 for 2, a strikeout and a ground out, steps in to work here against Kramer with Ricketts at first and one down. Ground ball, another playable here for Garber. He's going to take it himself for one, a throw to first, and the throw just slips away. But again, the lead runner is out. And Hopper will stand at first, but now two down. Almost a dandy of a double play created by Garber. So Eli Harmison will try to keep this thing going. A runner at first, now two down. First pitch by Kramer in there for strike one. Harmison reached on an error and is also grounded out. He's 0 for 2. Got a three-step lead over there for Hopper at first. Looks like McAfee is out there playing first now. That one's roped into left field. That's a solid single. As Lang cuts it off, gets it in quickly. So it's a two-out hit. Harmison, first hit tonight. Hopper goes to second and to the top of the order with Corn Koenig. Koenig is 0 for 2 with a walk. Has a ground out and a pop out. It's an 8-4 Sabetha lead here in the top of the sixth. Raleigh County, though, two on and two outs. Here's Kramer's pitch. Just missing inside, ball one. Winner gets Jeff West Wednesday night in a regional title game that we'll have for you on KNZA 103.9. Championship game is slated to start at 5 p.m. Another pitch from Kramer. That one finds it. And it evens the count. One ball and one strike. Kramer looks back at second. There's the pitch. High fly ball. Playable. Right side. Whitwer has it. The second baseman makes the catch, and that's the inning. So two left, but none across. And we head to the bottom of the sixth. Sabetha leads at 8-4.
Flatbed drivers, ComTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call ComTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36. Six south of Sabetha.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Essentially one more bat here for Sabetha. They have an 8-4 lead on Raleigh County. So we hit the bottom of the sixth. Winner will play Jefferson West on a Wednesday night in a regional final. Right now, the Blue Jays, 8 runs, 7 hits, 4 runs, 4 hits for the Falcons. And Sabetha here will have Josh Herman, Tristan Whitwer, and Christian McAfee do up this inning.
Leading off the bottom of the sixth, catcher Josh Herman.
Well, Herman was frustrated after his last AB. He got hit by a pitch for a second time tonight. He has walked as well and has scored twice. So technically, he's 0 for 0. He'll swing at the first pitch and lift it to center field. Koenig didn't move much, and he'll make the catch. And quickly, one pitch and one out. And Tristan Whitwer will step in. He is 1 for 3. With a 2 RBI single, a strikeout, and a flyout. As Fultz continues to pitch here for the Falcons, took over for Roots a couple of innings ago. And that first pitch is hit to center field as well, and the same result, not much movement there for Koenig, and he makes the catch, and just like that, two up and two down rather quickly. And now Christian McAfee.
Now up to
bat
first base, Christian McAfee.
McAfee steps in, he walked in the first, he also walked in the third and scored, and then he had a RBI ground out in the fourth. And he'll swing and drive one to center field. And once again, a little more movement there. Three straight fly balls to center field. Koenig collects all three, and it's three up, three down. So we head to the top of the seventh. Falcons need four to keep it alive. We'll have it when we come back here on KMZA.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you. But perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
So a chance for Sabetha to wrap up this game here tonight and punch their ticket to Wednesday's regional final. As we take a look at some potential movement here in the lineup for Sabetha. I believe once we find the right page here. So a new pitcher, Chase Fry, will try to wrap things up here. Taking over for Kramer. So Fry will pitch. And Kramer is back playing third base. Raleigh County, they need four to extend it. Down 8-4 here in the seventh. They have four runs on four hits, three errors. And it'll be 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Ty Weber, Colton Payne, and Camden Fultz. But a matchup with Jefferson West looming on Wednesday nights for Sabetha, if they can hold on and garner the last three outs. As Fry is pitching, first one in there, and just missing for ball one. Weber, a couple of ground outs and a strikeout in this ball game. He's 0 for 3. Sabetha, 8 runs on 7 hits. Next one in there from Fry is low. It's 2-0. Weber from the right side. Fry the righty. That one finds Broadway, and that makes the count 2-1. Checking on the Royals. They're still down 3-0 in the bottom of the 8th inning. There's a ground ball. Pats Fry into center field for a leadoff single. So Ty Weber is first hit in this ball game, and the Falcons need a lot more of that. They want to get back into this ball game. So now Colton Payne, the shortstop, a couple of walks and a double tonight, so he's reached all three at bats. He's also scored a run. Very open stance from the right side. Now quickly Fry out of the stretch. Quick glance at first, and a throw is in there. Herman hits off his right arm and then skips away enough for Weber to take second base. As the ball got away from Herman. So count 1-0 here on Colton Payne. And now he has a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Here's the pitch by Fry. Catching the inside corner for strike one. Fry still out of the stretch. Not much of a lead for Weber at second. Here's the pitch. And a foul. out of play down the right field line. Payne's got to protect it. 1-2, 8-4, Sabetha by 4. You're in the final inning. Riley County has their leadoff man at second base with nobody out. Off speed upstairs, now 2 balls and 2 strikes. And we'll have all the scores from today's action. We'll have that up online, mscsports.net. We'll have that in our sports updates tomorrow. And that one's roped into left center field, and that's going to find the alley, and that's going to score a run. A long turn by Payne. And it's an RBI single, and it's now 8-5. So a single, a stolen base, and a single. 8-5, still nobody out. And Camden Foltz, who is 0-3, will step in. Payne has speed, and Bry knows that. A quick throw back to first, and not in time, as Payne is under the tag. So Payne, what a night for him, whether Riley County wins or loses. 2 walks, a double, a single, and an RBI. There's a ground ball right side, and that is caught. Tag at first for one, and the double play is applied, and the game is over. So a line drive to the first baseman, and McAfee made a heck of a play. Or correction, sorry, that's the first 2 outs. I was thinking there was an out already, but a quick double play, and now the Falcons are down to their final out. My apologies. The game is still alive. P.J. Valinga takes ball one. He walked and scored in the second. Drove in one with a sacrifice fly. He'll foul this one off. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. So a double play hit into by Foltz. It's an 8-5 Sabetha lead with 2 outs and nobody on. Just 1 out away from advancing to Wednesday's regional title game. Here's Fry's pitch. Skips in the dirt ball, 2. .930, it's been a long afternoon. More on tap for you tomorrow as it's regional baseball and softball week. That one is upstairs. And it's ball 3 to P.J. Valinga. Valinga pitched in the first game this afternoon against Omaha Central, made it all the way into the 7th inning before getting pulled. And that one's outside, ball 4. So the game continues. Riley County at least one more at bat. It'll be Trey Harmison. Harmison's also had a great night, just like Colton Payne. Harmison has walked twice and has singled and has scored a run. 2 outs and 1 on, but still they need 3 runs here to tie the game and extend it. First pitch is upstairs, ball 1. Fry trying to shut the door and punch the Blue Jays ticket to Wednesday. Outside, tried to frame it there was Herman, but could not do so. It's now 2-0. Harmison bats from the left side. Quick throw over to first, not in time, as Valinga dives back in safely. Here's the 2-0. That one skips away. It's 3-0, and then Valinga is able to take third. Or, correction, second. Apologies there. Go from first to second. So now he's in scoring position with 2 outs. And the count to Trey Harmison here is 3-0. And the 3-0 is outside, ball 4. The Falcons aren't done yet, and here comes a meeting on the mound with Chase Fry and Josh Herman. So again, just needing one out. That's it in this game. Malinga at second, Harmison at first. So that was a very quick meeting. And now it's up to Chase Rickett, or correction, Ricketts. Hit by a pitch, scored in the second. Popped out to right field in the third and reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth. Two on and two outs, 8-5 our score. Sabetha by three, trying to wrap this up. But the Falcons aren't making it easy for the Blue Jays. First pitch upstairs by Fry, and it's ball one. Quick delivery on pitch number two. That one finds the strike zone, and it's one ball and one strike. Malinga at second, Harmison at first. That one low and outside, now 2-1. And Fry takes a look back at second. Here is the 2-1 upstairs, now 3-1. This is the tying run at the plate with two outs and two on here in the seventh. Here's the 3-1 upstairs, ball four. So Malinga goes to third, Trey Harmison to second, Ricketts at first, and now the go-ahead run is coming up here in the seventh for the Falcons, and I think that might do it for Chase Fry, as we're going to have a pitching change, as it'll be Brett Hopper due up here. So let's see who they bring in, but it is a pitching change, so we'll step aside for a quick break. We'll be right back here on KMZA.
Hello, this is Dr. Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha. 80% of our country today is dying from chronic illness directly related to our lifestyle in the form of cancer, obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. We do not have to go down this road. Optimal health is available to all of us if we choose it. We just have to decide how valuable our health is and if we are willing to make the necessary lifestyle changes to achieve it. At Luker Chiropractic and Wellness, we base our treatment plans on your health goals and want to meet your expectations. Call us at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
How about some fresh sushi? Here at Country Mart in Sabetha is proud to offer American fresh sushi every day. Check out the full menu with nearly 20 cooked sushi options and a variety of raw options as well. All delicious and made fresh daily by a sushi chef at Garrett Country Mart. Every Tuesday is sushi sales day and many items are just $5. Custom orders are also welcome. Join the many repeat customers and folks coming from miles around to try the American fresh sushi department at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food and good experienced people.
KMZA.
Well, the Falcons are making things not easy on Sabetha, trying to close this game out. The Blue Jays lead it 8-5, but there's two outs in the top of the seventh. The bases are loaded here for the Falcons. Chase Fry is out. Aiden Lang has been called upon to try to get one more out to wrap up this game. As the go-ahead run is coming up with Brett Hopper, who is 0-3, a strikeout, a ground out, and also reached on a fielder's choice. So the inning started with a single by Ty Weber, got the second on a pass ball. Payne with a sharp single drove him in, and then Fultz hit into a double play. But since then, a walk, and a walk to load the bases. That eliminated Fry with Lang coming in from left field. Jonathan Rinier moves out to left field defensively. And Aiden Lang, he just needs one out to send Sabetha for the regional final on Wednesday. So here is Brett Hopper. First pitch by Lang. In there for strike one. Sabetha just needs one out. The Falcons not going away quietly. Here's the 0-1. Just missing outside, one ball and one strike. So big 1-1 pitch here by Lang, and it's a check swing, but did not go around in the dirt. And it's now 2-1. Here's the 2-1. High fly ball. It's playable in the infield, right side. Communication as it's caught by Lang, and that will do it. An 8-5 Sabetha victory, and they move on to the regional final on Wednesday. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on KMCA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you the customer are the owner.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash, located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, our triple header has come to an end here on KMZA, and it's Sabetha that knocks out Riley County 8-5 in this baseball regional. They get it done and move on. They'll play Jefferson West on Wednesday evening in Marysville with a trip to the Class 3A state tournament on the line. Jefferson West, they knocked out top seed Royal Valley in their semifinal game earlier tonight. That final was 6-1, but it'll be Sabetha and Jefferson West, and we'll have that game for you on Wednesday night on KNZA 103.9 FM. So the final is in this one. Riley County jumped out to an early lead, or I should say Sabetha jumped out to an early lead, 2-0, but Riley County scored 3 in the second and then 1 in the third, so they led it 4-2 and then led 5-3, and then Sabetha would tack on, or I should say it was a 6-4 lead for Sabetha, ultimately would tag on a couple of more runs, made it 8-4. Then Riley County made things interesting in the ninth, got the bases loaded in the go-ahead run at the plates, but a pop out to the pitcher to end it, 8-5 the final score. So again, the final tallies in this one, as Sabetha goes to 14-7 on the year. Blue Jays 8 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They left 6 on base. And for Riley County, whose season comes to an end at 9-11, they had 5 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors, and they left 6 on base. So appreciate it very much. Another busy day tomorrow on tap. Hopefully the weather holds off and allows us to get some more ball games in for you, but we'll have some more softball. We'll have some softball for you tomorrow from the Wathena and Holton regionals, respectively. We'll have more on our sports. Stay up to date, msdsports.net. But wrapping things up, it'll be Sabetha and Jefferson West, in the regional final on Wednesday night in Marysville. Again, for Kirk, great work as always. I'm Brandon Salmon. We'll talk to you tomorrow for more high school softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.